Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the I'm Doing Fine podcast. This is Cameron. I'm a peer educator here at Grand Valley, and I'm a junior here, and I study psychology and social work, and I go by she, her pronouns. And now we're going to kind of do a brief introduction of me and my coworkers before diving into our podcast episode today.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jody. My pronouns are also she, her, and I'm also a junior. I'm studying neuroscience and psychology. That is about all I have to say about me.
Yeah. And hi, my name is Hallie. My pronouns are she, her. I am the senior of the peer ed group and my major is psychology. And I'm a peer educator for the counseling center.
And hello again, it's Bella, pronouns she, her, also a junior here. And I am also a psychology major here.
And so today we're going to really talk a lot about feeling worthy and also feeling validated and like how those two can sometimes go together, but also differ. And I know that we're bringing up this topic because right now it's around Valentine's Day. It's love month. It's love month. And then it's also a very stressful time of the semester.
Yeah, midterm.
Oh, I just wanted to share because it's kind of perfect how I spent my Valentine's Day. I spent my Valentine's Day working on an exam. Cameron, you might know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly how you feel.
Love Day was a little bit stressful for me, but there was also some love. I received some chocolates and a teddy bear from my roommates, and I also gave some chocolates to people I love. So that was how I spent my Valentine's this year. What about you guys?
See, I decided in the beginning of February, I was spending that day on self-love. And because my thing is, okay, I'll just say it. I'm such a grumpkin about Valentine's Day. I hate that day because to me, it's just like if you really cared about somebody, you don't need a day to celebrate it. And that's like the backbone of why I just, it grinds my gears. Yes. Oh, even worse. Oh my goodness. And so I just decided, you know, that instead of being just a total rain cloud of the day, I was just going to focus on self-love. And that was such a big, wonderful choice for me. Mm-hmm. And
how'd you practice self-love?
Oh, okay. So first of all, I decided I was going to because we had an exam. Me and Hallie have a class together. So we took that exam. But so I
for
took
many hours.
Yeah, for many hours. I took the exam and then I went to class and I decided I was going to wear a little bit of pink, but then I went home and I cooked myself a really nice dinner. And then I had a lavender bath and I watched my favorite movies. Like I did all of the things that I felt like in my soul I needed. Yeah. I was trying to celebrate my brain.
Aww. So you found new work in Valentine's Day because instead of basing it on relationships, you base it on your own self-love.
Yeah.
And on that transition, you're gonna, well, hold on.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that I spent that night with a lot of my friends. We ate some heart-shaped pizza. It was great.
I was gonna ask heart-shaped pizza.
Yeah, I did.
I went online to order a heart-shaped pizza and they were sold out.
Oh, that sucks. We probably got the last one.
Probably.
But anyways, I was thinking about where I find my worth. And I think a lot of the time I find my worth in my relationships. And that's relationships with anybody, friendships, family members, things like that. And that's where I find my worth in myself a lot of the time, I think. And is that healthy all the time? I don't know.
Yeah.
You're aware of it though. That's the first step.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. I know for me, a lot of my worth comes out of the harder I work, the happier I am.
Okay.
And I get a lot of my self-worth from goal setting and achieving.
Yeah.
And I know I also get a lot of worth from I don't know. Everybody loves it when, you know, you're just kind of seen and just appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And so I definitely think like you, there's a level of healthiness and unhealthiness to that, mm-hmm. and trying to find that direct balance that is good for you.
For me, sometimes I wonder, where do I find my worth? But a question that was really revealing for me was, how do you let other people treat you? Mm-hmm. And do you stick up for yourself, mm-hmm. if someone's devaluing you? Do you still see worth in yourself if maybe it's questioned? And that really helped me to like work on my own internal resources. I was like, oh, I'm gonna let it be dependent on other people. Then let me find something I enjoy about myself that's not dependent on success or being liked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I definitely think self-worth is an internal thing for me. Like, I know inside that I deserve to be treated with respect. Sometimes it's hard to like practice that, but I know on the inside that I deserve to be treated that way. And I feel like in regards to like, how do you let others treat you, that definitely depends on the context, like if it's a stranger or if it's a family member or a friend. But I feel like I am capable of like standing up for myself and making sure that like I can communicate with others when I feel like I'm not being respected, and kind of have that confrontation. And I know that confrontation has a negative connotation around it, but sometimes like they need to happen, and you can do it in a respectful manner.
So yeah, I 100% agree with you. And I want to draw some like clear lines between what is worthiness, what is validation, and what is self-confidence, because those, all of them can be really confusing. And so like feeling worthy, in my headspace, it is very much like you're taking that time and like knowing ultimately your value as a human being, mm-hmm. for just living, like just existing. Mm-hmm. And like, it's your, it's valuing your strengths, mm-hmm. and also valuing your weaknesses. It is just a lot of internal, you know, like having that for yourself, while validation is feeling like some, like you're understood, that your experience is not alone. Like you get validation from being seen, feeling heard and respected by others. And like self-confidence really does bleed into feeling worthy, but self-confidence, you can have self-confidence but not feel worthy. But I don't know if you can be the other way.
Yeah. And I think that's where, like, when we were putting this podcast together a little bit, outlining the topics we wanted to cover, I was like personally getting confused, because in my head, I think I sometimes take validation, whether that's from others or whatever, like Cam was saying, and I make that where I find my worthiness. So I get the two confused, like, mm-hmm. that. And so I was like, well, what's the difference? Why are we talking about two of these different things in this podcast? It's the same, mm-hmm. thing. But it's really not. And so I really like what you have to say about that.
Thank you.
I also kind of wanted to give you said I'm not sure how I could see the other side of like self-worthiness and self-confidence. So I feel like a good example from personal experience is like, I talked about how I know like my self-worth and I know that I should be respected, but it's okay to like lack self-confidence in some areas. Mm-hmm. So I know that I personally lack confidence sometimes when it comes to taking tests, but just because I lack confidence with that doesn't mean I know that I'm not worthy. And so basically that's something that I like differentiate between the two, or like looking at them in one context. Does that make sense?
I really liked what you had to say, especially with sometimes like you aren't always at your A game. And I like the concept of worthiness, where maybe you're not quite at the point where you're ready to love yourself. Maybe you have a lot, mm-hmm. of hangups, and maybe you're not ready for like that full positive embrace, but being non-judgmental, mm-hmm. and seeing the worth, your innate worth, mm-hmm. in existing, mm-hmm. Like Cam, you said, where maybe you don't have to take that full step yet, where you're treating yourself like how you deserve, mm-hmm. but you can be a little bit less judgmental with yourself and not look at all of these external attributes to define your internal worth.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Just on a kind of similar note about self-confidence, I typically like view my own self-confidence as how I see my own failures sometimes. Mm. So like I have failures. I failed at things like everybody does. But it's when I see those failures as attributes of who I am, meaning that I'm a failure as a person, that's when I have that low self-confidence. So like that's just how I'm able to know like where I'm at. It's like my own little like mental check.
Maybe this could also be a good example is like when you're with friends, like having like the self-confidence, like to like hype yourself up sometimes mm-hmm. is like a good thing, mm-hmm. but also like with your friends, they can help like validate you with like empathy mm-hmm. and like being like, hey, you're going through a really hard time right now. Like I'm here for you. Like that kind of thing can be very validating. And I think worth kind of is more intrinsic with like your friends can value your worth by just being like, hey, I just appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Is this good? I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. To me.
That extra pick me up, you know? Yeah. And I was thinking about it too, as you were mentioning where your friends are there for you for that validation. Mm-hmm. Maybe like in transitioning where if you're the kind of person I am, at least where you kind of thrive off of that validation and like asking people like if this is okay, if this is not, developing like that internal voice, maybe if it's not mm-hmm. you, but like I like Dumbledore in my internal voice.
Yes.
Like, he's like my ideal personality type, and he's just so sage. And it's like that makes me feel really awesome then. He's like, wow, I have an internal Dumbledore, like I'm pretty dope. You're you know?
Can I just say I never related to someone more in my life.
Because that's really funny, because sometimes my internal voice is like, I picture Dumbledore as very like calm, you know. But sometimes when I'm trying to bring out an internal voice, it's actually my friend Joey, who's like, I'll say he's wise, but not like Dumbledore, not like Dumbledore kind of type. He like, whenever like he sees me, he like runs up to me, screams, Jody! And he'll just start like he does this with everyone. He'll start complimenting them, like, aww. "Oh my goodness, it is so good to see you. You look amazing right now." Like, and so sometimes I'll just picture Joey on my down days.
He has so much self-esteem too because he's able to feel.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So I'm in my interviewing class for social work right now, and we're having to work on affirmations in both receiving and giving, and. I like that has been such like a learning period for me, because the thing is like I will tell somebody that, oh my gosh, I really appreciate you. And I say that all the time. But the thing is, I'm not very specific. And what I've realized is like sometimes I like to be a better friend, I need to start doing things where it's like, hey, I really appreciate that you do this, that you do that. And I know just a few weeks ago, I literally out of the blue texted Jody and I was like, hey, I really appreciate you. And we had like a moment.
She's not making it
off. No.
I've had like a rough couple of weeks and like you've like checked in with me and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's meant so much. It's helped me to remember to take care of myself too, knowing that I have those people in my life.
Yeah. It has been entirely born out of like that one class. And also I'm just gonna say, Hallie, I appreciate you.
I appreciate what you add to the group. I appreciate that you, like, for example, you check in with Bella, you're my class buddy, you walk out of class with me. I get to see you 3-4 days a week, and I'm just like,
I feel like you're very good at making people feel appreciated. Yeah. And you know what? I'm a psychoanalyst right now. I think you need to be more specific with yourself. And
true. You're right. No, we're just, oh my God, this became like a, oh my God, nobody else can see, but I'm like blushing. I am like tearing up a little bit. Y'all are too cute. See, validation. Right. I feel validated. And I think also, you know, we talked a lot about in this episode about like, you know, where we find our self-worth, where we find our validation. We just gave some validation. We talked about how like we can view failure and self-confidence mm-hmm. and like a lot of the emotions that go into all of those concepts can be really big. Like I can mm-hmm. tell you for me, like hearing y'all hear that, it made my heart like, oh, like it was like one of those moments where it was just kind of like, let me just tear up real quick.
Which is what validation is. And then like going back to that theme of worthiness, it's the ability to have that same feelings without those things that you're hearing from other people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's a good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Related to validation and worthiness and the other things that, you know, we've been talking about throughout this whole podcast is the idea of self-compassion. So what self-compassion is it's the ability to treat yourself kindly and respect even when you make a mistake. Mm-hmm. And there's different ways that you can work on increasing your own self-compassion. And there's different like specific tools that the four of us have talked about that we think really helped in our own lives, honestly.
Yeah.
For me personally, I like to listen a lot to my emotions and check in with myself when I'm trying to practice self-compassion. Mm-hmm. I feel that I need the most self-compassion when I'm the angriest and the saddest with myself. Like yeah. today, I just, I didn't do so hot on a test. And my immediate reaction was, I suck, I'm so bad, I'm not smart. But then that was an indication where that's when I should be building myself up and treating myself more gently. So check in, what emotion are you feeling? And if it's really strong, see what you can do.
Yeah, I like that. With that specific example, a way that you could kind of like change your mindset from that like fixed state to more of a mm-hmm. growth mindset is that you could think about what it took to get there. So like you could think about, did you study really hard for that test? You know, it doesn't really matter. I know that grade might hurt, but like think about the effort that you put into it. Did you do your best? And really that's what's most important. And hopefully yeah. thinking about those positive parts about you will help you kind of switch your mindset and, mm-hmm. and, you know, and say like, I did my best and I am.
And I mean, I think it's not necessarily negative at times to be like, I don't think I tried my best. And that's true. How I'm going to change. Like, I think that's also a way of being positive too.
And you're still a worthy person.
Exactly. Yeah, because you know in your heart and in your head that that does not decrease your worth.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I love dispelling these limiting beliefs.
Yeah, because I know like Hallie brought up going from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. It's really sometimes challenging, especially when your inner dialogue is so used to just beating you down and being a bully and trying to switch that to from the, oh, you'll never get good at this to, yeah, I'm going to fail, but I'll get there one day.
Right. Yeah.
And it's a constant progress. It goes up and down. And like, if you are trying to do that, just know that it is hard, but we're all here for you. And also it's going to have good days and it's going to have bad days. Like, and it's important to recognize that within yourself. And one thing that I'll do when I'm having just like a bad self-compassion, self-worthiness, like all of those like mental inner dialogue kind of days mm-hmm. is using affirmations as like my tool. It's the like just chanting to yourself, like, you are worthy. You got this. Like, I'll do that a lot before like I'm about to do something that I'm scared to do. Because for me, like I'll beat myself up when I'm scared. Cause it's like the, oh, why are you scared? You should be doing better. Mm-hmm. And so being able to use affirmations to just kind of combat that is huge.
Mm-hmm. I think I never really knew too much about affirmations. And when like, I know Bella's talked about them quite a lot in this room and I've always been like, oh, like maybe I should start doing that. And I realized that in some areas of my life I actually do without even really realizing mm-hmm. that I have been. So like for example, when I run, there's times when obviously there's times when I do a lot of negative self-talk too, mm-hmm. but if I'm like indoor on the indoor track here, I'm like, come on, like you're strong. You have 200 meters left to go. You've done 200 meters a billion times. Like you're going to be done. Like I use those things. Yeah.
And I absolutely love the connection you made with negative self-talk and affirmations, because both are rewiring your brain. Like affirmations are rewiring you to automatically think more positively, whereas negative self-talk, that is your default because they're used to beating yourself up. So this affirmation practice today is very crucial.
I'm so excited. So, okay. Our like meditation thing today is affirmations, and I'm so excited, like, because again, like you have really brought us like you have shown me how important it is to like use affirmations, and I so appreciate you for that. And so I'm so excited for you to do this.
Everyone wants to go around and say their affirmation, or no,
maybe one,
like one,
then you leave, or is that
okay? We took a slight pause. This is what we decided. So we're all going to talk, like say our affirmation, and we're all just going to kind of like just share a little bit. So it's the, you are worthy, you are capable, you are beautiful, and you are okay. That's mine.
Oh, well, mine is honestly just three words, and it's something that I repeat a lot, and it's just, you are enough.
I don't know if there's like a specific format to go off of, but I kind of like, if it's for myself, I'll kind of remind myself like, okay, I am kind, I am hardworking, and I'll just pick like, ones each day, and I am caring today.
And for mine, and I'll say a little bit more about how you can practice your own affirmations at home. For me, I really needed to focus in on my emotions. So be here now is my affirmation for when I'm especially overwhelmed. And then I can move into, you are worthy, you are capable, you will be okay. First, I need to calm my emotions, be here now, ground myself, and then I can move into my qualities. So for yourself at home, find, when do you get the most riled up? What calms you down? And then what do you need to give yourself a little bit more credit for? And what do you beat yourself up on the most? And how can you build yourself up? So we have lots of awesome examples. You're kind, you are beautiful, you're smart, you're funny, you made it to college, I'm assuming, if you're listening to this, so that's good. But yes, affirmations are totally personal. And if it's not working for you, don't stick with it. So find what you need and what speaks to your soul, and soon you'll start rewiring your brain.
That was beautiful, Bella. All right. And so that is it for our podcast today. And we all hope you have a wonderful rest of your February. I hope you are able to kind of encourage yourself to find some self-love, some self-compassion, build on working that muscle for your worthiness, that internal muscle, and also explore the ways that you feel validated. And we'll catch you next time.